Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She is a successful businesswoman, entrepreneur, reality TV star, author, and the queen of resale. Meet Sue McCarthy on KMOX Profiles.
Welcome to Profiles. From entertainers to athletes, political leaders to entrepreneurs, Profiles gives you an insight into what has made these unique personalities who and what they are today. Now, Profiles on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Welcome to KMOX Profiles. I'm Debbie Monterey, and welcoming in Sue McCarthy, Resale Queen. That is a great title, Sue. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Debbie. It is a lovely title. I'll take whatever I can get.
All right. So we need to introduce you to some people, because I know there are people listening who are going to say, oh, my gosh, Sue McCarthy. And then some people will be like, OK, remind me why I know Sue McCarthy. So first of all, you have a book coming out called Good, Better, Best, A Rags to Riches Story. So we're definitely going to get to that. Your TV reality series was on
on the Style Network.
And more probably what people might know you even more for is, I mentioned it to several people in the newsroom, you know, I'd say, oh, the Women's Exchange. Oh, my gosh. I loved that place. So I'm not sure where to start with all of that. So let's just start with the TV reality series, because that's probably what's brought you the most attention nationally. How did that come about?
Well, actually, the TV reality series came about because we have so much recognition. We are nationally recognized as the best resale shop in the country, and some say in the world. So when you look at that, that's why they approached us to do this reality series, because we're in the Midwest and people are calling us from all over the world. We shop the world to bring Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, all of these beautiful products to St. Louis. And so that's somewhat of an enigma in the Midwest. And so they heard about this, and we deal with stylists from all over the country, too. So one of the stylists, Rachel Zoe, who a lot of people know, she's a wonderful stylist. Mm-hmm. And she loved our story, and she produced our reality show. She's our executive producer on the reality show.
That's great.
And of course, I wanted to be on the Style Network because that's where we fit.
Sure.
Yes.
So I assume when I heard that this was a reality show, I thought, oh, it's probably that St. Louis company that, you know, does
Cool Fire.
Yeah, was it?
Yes, it was Cool Fire and No Coast Originals. They were the ones that they produced the show.
Now, I did clip a little bit of the show intro here, so I'm just going to play a little bit of that right here.
Women's Closet Exchange is one of the best high-end resale boutiques in the country. It's filled with Chanel, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Jimmy Choo, Manolas, and so much more. We have three separate resale stores all in one plaza. We sort of have this empire of resale. We've got Women's Closet Exchange for higher-end designer women's. We have Click for teen and young adults. And then we've got the Purple Cow for children and expectant mothers.
All right, so that is just a little bit of what I found from episode one.
Yes. And that's where they filmed. We were Women's Closet Exchange. Since the show, actually in the last episode, we bought our new building and we became the Vault Luxury Resale. And we actually sold Women's Closet Exchange and it consequently closed. But now we are the Vault Luxury Resale.
And so now you're in Brentwood, correct?
We are in Brentwood.
All right.
Directly across the street from Starbucks. People know Starbucks.
Yes. Now, upscale resale is a cool thing.
Sure.
I think a lot of people, when they think of resale, they think of Goodwill or Salvation Army. And that's certainly one end of it. And then there's luxury or upscale resale, like the Vault Luxury Resale. So before we get to how you got started in all this, since we got on to the topic of the TV show, How weird is it, you know, when they come in and your daughters are both involved? You have two daughters who helped you run the other two stores, and I are now involved with the vault. When they come in with all these cameras and everything, I mean, is it, was it like we see it on TV, Sue?
It is quite daunting. It is. I mean, literally, and our show was so beautifully produced. When you see the show, which you can really buy it still on
YouTube. It on Amazon. Yeah, you can buy it episode by episode if you want.
And the show was beautifully produced. I mean, they went all out to make it perfect with lighting and cameramen. And then you have, you know, like four cameras following you everywhere you go. It does become a bit daunting.
And, do you eventually get used to them or no?
You do get used to that, yes. And I mean, we were very natural, you'll see in the series. But it's long hours. I mean, you know, sometimes we would work 12 hours and we're running a business. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not the Kardashians where we do nothing. We just, I mean, we literally were running a business and we have families, and our families were not a part of the show. So it became daunting to be able to include everything in our lives. And it was wonderful. I mean, the only thing I could say about the production of the show was it was wonderful. But when it was over, that was also wonderful.
Now, do people come into the vault because they've seen the show and they want to meet you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we had a mother and daughter who flew in from England to come to our store. Now, you know, I'm always in awe of this, that people literally fly across the world to see us, but they do on a regular basis. And I questioned her many times. I said, so you have family here? And they said, no, you know, we came through New York. I said, oh, you were visiting the country. And they go, no, we just came here.
Wow.
And I said to the girls, I said, take these people out to dinner. So, I mean, that happens all the time. And we daily pose with people for pictures and it's a treat. It really is a treat, because when we filmed the show, I wanted a program that a woman could sit with her 12-year-old daughter and be proud of what these women did with integrity and honesty. And that's the way we run our business. And that's the way it came out. And so then many times you'll see these 14, 15-year-old girls who are in awe of us. And it's heartwarming.
That is really cool. And I have to say, at the beginning of the show, they did a wonderful job showing all the beautiful scenes of St. Louis.
Oh,
so they
yes.
make it look wonderful.
Oh, my gosh. And you know, this is how good they were. Many, many times they would have to film something in the rain or something. But if that was the case, they would go back on a sunny day and refilm that scene just so that it would be perfect. So, we really did our city, our industry, and our family proud with this beautiful television. It was wonderful.
What is it like working with your daughters?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it is.
They both seem like they have, you know, like most people who have more than one child, the kids are the opposite of each other,
absolutely.
Right?
And everyone has their niche. And it's absolutely wonderful, because Laura, who is my youngest daughter, is a label savant. And we call her a handbag hustler. And she's wonderful. She knows labels more than she knows her own children. And she is excellent at the procuring of our products. So when people call from Switzerland or Paris or New York, she vets them to make sure that they do have what we're looking for before we make that trip. We do go to New York probably 10 or 12 times a year. So we're on the Upper East Side constantly because our model of doing business is we buy from people. We give them the cash right then. So when we leave their door, they don't have to wait 60 days. They don't have to worry about things coming back to them. We look at what it is that they are selling, and we buy the things that we're able to sell and pay them cash on the spot. So that's why our model works much better. That's why we're on the Upper East Side 10 times a year.
That is really cool. We need to take a break right now. So we've talked about the reality show. This is Sue McCarthy. She is the resale queen of Resale Royalty, the show, and of the Vault Luxury Resale in Brentwood. So we'll talk more about the business of luxury goods when we return on KMOX Profiles.
More of Profiles coming up on KMOX. Now, back to Profiles on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
We are back with KMOX Profiles. I'm Debbie Monterey, and Sue McCarthy is my guest. Her new book is Good, Better, Best, A Rags-to-Riches Story, which is so telling. There's so many facets. That's a great title because, of course, the riches. You sell luxury goods at the Vault Luxury Resale. You did a whole television show, which made St. Louis proud. Resale royalty. And you talked about going to New York and buying luxury goods. So let's talk about that, because I have to say that I am one of those people. I am not that great with luxury brands, you know, and I'm always really kind of fascinated by it. Was that something that came naturally to you, you know, knowing your Manolo Blahniks from, you know, your Gucci's and all that stuff?
Well, it's my job. It's my job to know. And so, you know, I started 30 years ago, and I soon found out that I was going to get more money for Louis Vuitton than I was for Coach. So I thought, well, let's find out about this Louis Vuitton brand. And so you learn about your labels. And so, you
but
know.
But where did that start for you? I mean, when I was
the book tells the story of my childhood. Many times we were homeless, and we lived, you know, off of rummage sales. They didn't have garage sales or even thrift stores back then. But we went to rummage sales, and we knew that certain items were better quality than others. So we always dressed as well as everyone else. I remember my mother actually heating an iron on an open fire, and then she had to wipe the soot off to iron our clothes. But we went to school as good or better than anybody else. And my father's motto was good, better, best, never let it rest till the good is the better and the better is the best. And that was the way we were raised. And although we were homeless and we were poor, it wasn't like, you know, everybody that we knew hung out at the country club. I mean, we were with other homeless and poor people, so we didn't
and
even know.
Was that here in St. Louis?
We were sometimes here, and then we lived in New Orleans. That was my first memory when I was four, living in New Orleans.
Wow.
In a park.
Now,
yes.
When you mean homeless, you mean homeless, homeless.
I mean homeless. I mean no place to sleep. Well, I mean, one of my first memories was we were in the park. We stayed in the park, and, you know, mother had bologna in the car, and she cut slices off for us to eat, and we played in the park all day long. So in my mind, it was wonderful. And then when the sun went down, all the kids in the neighborhood went home. And when they did, I remember being fearful, thinking, my goodness, what's going to happen to us? And so I went to my mother and I said, you know, Mom, you know, all these kids are going home. Where are we going to sleep tonight? And she said, oh, she goes, they have to go home and stay at their house. But we get to sleep in the park, and you'll be the first ones on the swing in the morning.
Wow.
And it was wonderful, because then she, you know, relayed all of my fears and literally set the tone for the rest of my life, that I could see everything for the positive in it. And it was wonderful.
Now, how long was that a situation for your family?
Oh, I'm sure a week or two. And then my father would go door to door knocking on doors. I mean, he took us sometimes in the car. I remember this as a vivid memory. There was four kids and my mom, and we would sit in the car, and he would go door to door knocking on the doors saying, can I rake your yard? Can I, you know, take a dent out of your car? Whatever it was, he was a handyman. And then he would point to his family in the car. I just need enough money to find a place for my family. And we would all wave. and then he would get enough money and we'd have a furnished room. And, you know, we lived in Algiers. I remember that. We lived in Algiers next to the funeral parlor. And it was spectacular. I mean, every day there was think about an African-American funeral with the band and the, it was wonderful. They came down the street every day. Mm-hmm. We sat on the curb and watched funerals every day.
So some people hear that a homeless childhood, but the memories were not bad ones for
no,
you.
No, they weren't. I mean, there were bad memories. Of course, there were. But most of it was not bad. Yeah, it was always positive. Mother spun everything on a positive note.
So when did Sue McCarthy then get into fashion or luxury brands? What was
I literally when I was 12 years old, we were back in St. Louis, and I worked for these people I babysat, and they sold shoes on Soulard Market. So this 12, I mean, I always was a hustler. And I remember 12 years old walking down Soulard Market in the biggest, highest heels I could possibly find, you know, hawking shoes. And I sold more shoes than anybody. I could always sell more than everybody else. It was my shtick. And so that's where I started. And I always had a gang with me. I remember one time, you know, my gang held my ankles while I pulled things out of a dumpster behind this factory. It was a candy factory. And they threw their old candy away, but we went and scavenged it and sold it door to door.
Wow.
So it just was. And I just knew that I could always take care of myself through sales. And so I did.
All right. So little Sue is selling shoes and candy. And now she owns the Vault Luxury Resale. So, you know, what happened in between there? I mean, when did it become clothes?
Was a dead lady involved. And that's a story in the book. You'll have to buy the book for the dead lady story. That's quite interesting. But, you know, I found myself raising a family, and I always wanted the best for my family. And I never could pay full price for anything. And yet I wanted good quality. So I went to a thrift store one time, and I looked around and I thought, you know what? Why does it have to be smelly and dirty and crowded and unorganized? Why can't it be nice? And so someone told me about a place called a consignment shop. And so I thought, well, I'm going to go see that. So I went there, and it was the same thing. It was consignment, but still wasn't organized, and some things were dirty, and some things, you know, were missing buttons. And
yeah, a lot of resale shops have that kind of smell
sure,
to them.
Yes, yes.
Like, it's a very distinct
exactly.
smell.
And you know, our store looks like Saks Fifth Avenue. I mean, when people walk in, most people don't even know it's a resale shop. I mean, you know, you don't get to be nationally recognized, you know, selling things that aren't perfect. So we literally look at 1,000 pieces every day in our store. And from those, we choose 400 to 600 that actually make it to our sales floor. We're very selective. But we have the opportunity to be selective because we have so much to choose from. But I looked at that consignment shop, and I thought, you know what, this is my future. I know I can do it, and I can do it better, and I can do the best. And so it's good, better, best. Came back to me again, and here we are 30 years later.
And what was the saying that your parents used to say to you again?
Good, better, best. Never let it rest till the good is the better, and the better is the best.
All right. We're going to take a break on that note. And when we return, more with Sue McCarthy, the resale queen of the Vault Luxury Resale and the show Resale Royalty. Stay with us here on KMOX.
More of Profiles coming up on KMOX. Now, back to Profiles on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's KMOX Profiles. I'm Debbie Monterey, and Sue McCarthy is my guest. And this is so interesting to me, Sue. You are a fascinating person from the get-go, from your upbringing to, you know, your book, Good, Better, Best, A Rags to Riches Story, and the TV show. For a person who is not into luxury labels, I know people always wonder, you know, is a Gucci worth the money that it charges? Is it a better quality item? You know, people often wonder that. Oh, I could get, you know, somebody will go to Old Navy and buy a $10 pair of pants. Is it really, you know, more poorly made? Can you talk about quality that you see?
Well, it certainly is quality. I mean, you know, a Gucci or a Louis Vuitton, or certainly Chanel is the premium brand, the most recognized. And it is better made. It's beautifully, it's very nice.
So it's well constructed.
It's well constructed. You know, I mean, and if it's important to you to have those labels, yes, it is. It's beautiful.
So when people come into your store, do people often, you know, oh, I don't want this anymore, or I got a new spring wardrobe, so I'm getting rid of last spring's wardrobe, or I just need the cash, or is it all of the above?
Well, many of our clients are very, very wealthy, and we go to them. It's not just New York. I mean, we go to Chicago, to Nashville. Nashville is the new L.A. I mean,
really?
Nashville is spectacular, and we're doing many closets in Nashville now.
So when you say we're doing closets, you literally go to someone's house and you're in their closet saying, I could use this, I could use this, I'll take this.
What we do, we vet them before we go so that they know we're coming, and they put the things that they no longer want in one area. And then we go through that. And we have been invited to come to the closet. We buy from them, but we don't just go and pick out. You know, they always have what they want to sell in one area. However, some of our clients, I mean, we have one client that we do probably about every 3 months, and we have a key to her home. And we have done her for years, and we go in and take whatever we think we can sell. We just go in, and she doesn't even live in the house. She lives in Palm Beach 50% of the time and St. Louis 50% of the time, and she trusts us explicitly, and we pay her very, very well. That's why we're the best. We're the best on three categories, on quality, on quantity, and on pricing. And pricing, our prices that our customers pay are very good, and we pay more to our suppliers than anyone else. So this woman trusts us to that extent that we just have a key to her house and go in and take whatever we want.
So one of the things that you promise in your book, Good, Better, Best, is to take people behind the scenes.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, can you drop any names of famous closets you've perused through?
You know, we really never kiss and tell. But, however, you know, you are invited into people's living rooms and their kitchens, but rarely does anybody ever get to go into their closet, which is such a personal space. And we literally part the curtain in the book on those closets. And it's not the stuff in the closets. It's the stories behind it. And the stories in the book are, I call it lady porn. You know, I mean, it's the locations, and we have changed the locations and certainly the names of the ones in the book, unless they allowed us to do otherwise. You know, many people have, they don't mind, I mean, if we use their name, but we never kiss and tell who our suppliers are, because sometimes they don't want us to, and we do a lot of celebrities. Our client is that woman who has so much stuff that she's not able to bring it in. You know, we do that type of a closet, or she's so famous, you know, she doesn't want people to know. Many of our clients are very, very wealthy, and we buy from them, and then we make the check out to their favorite charity. So they're actually getting so much more for their things. You know, it's one thing to donate your things to a charity,
sure,
and then you get a tax write-off. But when you bring it to us, we give you a huge value, much more value for your charity. So right now we're working with Operation Food Search and in St. Louis, and they're wonderful people. And we are going to sell a Chanel bag and give 100% of that money to Operation Food Search. And we hope to raise $100,000. That's our
wow.
That's our goal.
So if you are going in to people's homes and their closets, and you're saying that you're giving them, you know, great money for their luxury goods, then what do you sell it for? You know, for somebody who hasn't been to the Vault Luxury Resale, you know, like what kind of prices are we looking at?
Well, I mean, you know, like a Chico's top. I mean, we sell Chico's. We don't just sell high-end luxury. We sell we sell Banana Republic, J. Crew, Gap. We have our children's store. So, I mean, we do sell the middle-of-the-line brands as well. And, you know, let's just say a J. Crew sweater that would cost you $200, we might sell that for $29. So there's a substantial difference. A Chanel bag that would cost $5,000, we would sell for maybe $2,000. So it's a substantial savings. It's definitely worth, and our clients, I want to say 50% of the people that shop with us, they don't shop with us because of economics. I mean, they can well afford to buy anything anywhere. It just makes so much more sense to get, you know, like, well, let's look at a Tiffany ring or a David Yurman bracelet. David Yurman bracelet would cost $2,000 in the store, and we sell that exact David Yurman bracelet at the Vault Luxury Resale for maybe $900. And that's the same bracelet. There's no wear on it. A bracelet doesn't wear. So, I mean, these people recognize, why would I ever pay full price? So it just makes sense.
So it's people who know their stuff.
They know their brands.
And they want a good deal.
And they want a good deal, and they know what these things cost.
That is amazing. So you've met some pretty famous people then doing what you do.
Yes, Oprah. We've met Oprah and Heidi Klum. I mean, you know, many celebrities we've dealt with.
I've been on a Project Runway binge of late.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So yeah. I love Heidi Klum.
Oh, Heidi is lovely. She is so kind. And really, she is exactly what she appears to be. She was a very, we did the upfronts is what the networks parade their new television shows in front of all the news media. And we did that with Heidi Klum. And she was lovely. And I mean, the whole time people were like, oh, there's Heidi Klum, there's, you know, and so I just walked up and talked to her. She was very, very nice.
Very tall, and I'm sure even prettier in person.
Beautiful. She's stunning. Yes.
All right. Well, let's take our final break. And when we return, we'll wrap things up with Sue McCarthy. She is the resale queen of St. Louis. You can check out the show Resale Royalty and her new book, Good, Better, Best, A Rags to Riches Story.
More of Profiles coming up on KMOX. Now, back to Profiles on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Welcome back to KMOX Profiles. I'm Debbie Monterey. My guest is Sue McCarthy, who is a St. Louisan who brought a lot of attention to the city from her show Resale Royalty and, of course, the Vault Luxury Resale you may be familiar with in Brentwood. And I have to ask, Sue, we hear all the time these studies about millennials and what they like and they don't like. And one of the things they say about millennials is if you could, you know, categorize an entire generation of people is that they're not into luxury brands or designer labels. Do you think that's true?
All that I know is the ones that I deal with. And I agree. They're not into carrying a Chanel or a Louis Vuitton. However, they are into Lululemon. Yeah. And Lululemon, we can't keep the rack. I mean, we stock it every day and it's gone every day. And so they do want what they do want.
And, that's an interesting point.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe not Chanel, but give me some expensive yoga pants.
Exactly. And however, and they want to shop with us because then they can buy that beautiful BCBG dress that would be $400 in the store, and they can buy it from us for $39. So they're smart enough to know that that's the way they choose to spend their money. So I don't think it's that so much they're not into luxury brands. They're just smarter about procuring it.
There have been some other upscale resale stores in the area that have closed in the past, say, 4 or 5 years. And one of the reasons that I've heard is that more people are buying cheaper stuff, and so it's just not worth it for them to, buy your $20 Old Navy jeans. Is the difference for you that you have developed such a reputation that you can still get great luxury goods, whereas maybe a local place...
Well, what I find is that, we give back to our community on a huge scale. I mean, we have literally given back over $100,000 to your community. So when you shop in our store, that money goes directly back into. So we are a for-profit, so we do take out a profit. However, we share the profit with your community. That's one thing of it. And I think another thing in any business, we are constantly educating ourselves. We never sit back on our laurels and say, we're the best, so we don't have to know anything. We are constantly finding out what the public wants, and we give it to them. And that's the easiest business model in the world. Find what people want, give it to them, and do it with integrity and honesty. And the way we run our business. And that's why we're successful.
Now, what does Sue McCarthy want to do from here on out?
Oh, mercy.
Because you've got two daughters who are running the business, and they obviously are very, very bright. Is it your hope to just, leave everything in their hands?
Well,
because you don't strike me as a person who's just going to sort of sit back and lay on a beach somewhere and retire.
I really did. Debbie, I tried that last year. Last year, I said, enough of this. I'm going to sit back and lay on a beach somewhere. And I did. I laid on a beach for about 2 days. And I said, and then the girls were calling, oh, my goodness, we're going to Chicago. Oh, my goodness, we're going to New York. And, we just did this closet. And, we shipped back three boxes full of Chanel. So it's constantly They were having all the fun and I wasn't. So I left the business and I literally retired for about 6 months and I thought, no, that's not going to work. So I came back. And so now I'm back at the store full time, but full time, maybe 25 to 30 hours a week, which is wonderful. And it, the best part of it is to work on a business for 30 years and put your heart and soul into it. And then to have people come behind you, like these two incredible young women who have the same passion that I have, and they can do it. And they're better than I ever was. So it's wonderful.
Well, it is also wonderful because I know a lot of people who have started a business and they're passionate about that business and their kids have zero interest in picking it up.
Yeah. And that, and kind of in the beginning, I never dreamed for a minute that my girls would be. I mean, Diana worked at Merit's Travel, and she was one of their top travel directors, and she went to seven continents, and I never imagined her settling down. And then Laura was, you know, Laura graduated from college, and she had other things in mind, and you know, I said, while she was in college, I said, just come to work for me a little bit. She was waiting tables. I said, come to work for me and, you know, just till you get your degree. And so she did. Well, she picked it up immediately and was much better than I ever was. So it is a surprise when your children do come to work for you.
Now, do you ever anticipate doing another television show again, or was that good for you?
You know, I never say never. And, you know, my hope and my and really, when you read the book is a movie. I mean, when you see, as you read the book, you can see this, it's a movie. And I know that someone will pick it up and make a movie out of it. And that's my next big adventure, to sit with someone and write the screenplay.
All right. Always big plans. Yes. Dreaming big. So who plays Sue McCarthy in the movie?
I have to tell you a cute story. We were in New York doing one of the closets on the Upper East Side in one of the most magnificent buildings there. And we have these huge IKEA bags, and there's three of us. And so we're filling the IKEA bags with product, and then we take and ship it home. So we had come down this beautiful elevator, and we're walking through the lobby, and here comes Jessica Chastain.
Ooh.
She's walking this way, and Diana has always said, Jessica Chastain will play me. And so Diane's behind me, and she said to me, Mom, should I tell her? I said, no, wait till I...
Excuse me, Jessica, you'll be playing my mom in the movie?
I just wanted to tell you.
Yeah, she's amazing because she looks different in every single movie she does.
Yeah. No, Jessica Chastain was playing Diana.
Oh,
not me.
Oh, not you.
No, not me. You know, I had, I of course, want Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We go right to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. Go with the best, for sure. I love that. Well, Reese Witherspoon's on a tear buying up novels and
yes,
turning them into things.
It's odd that you would bring that up.
Yeah.
And I'm not kissing, I'm not telling, but yes, I mean, a lot of people are looking at our book in that direction.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you may have heard a scoop here first. Make sure to let us know when things pan out. That's really exciting. Well, good for you. That's really great that you've had all this success and that you're still based here in St. Louis.
Oh, we love St. Louis. It's a beautiful town to live in and to raise your family. And more than anything else in the world, more than all of my success, my family is the most important thing in my life.
Well, thank you for helping to make St. Louis look so luxurious in Resale Royalty, which people can see. It's on YouTube. You can buy episodes on Amazon. So check that out. It was on the Style Channel. The book is called Good, Better, Best, A Rags to Riches Story. And it is coming out. Let's, before we go, talk about the
August
release.
August 2nd is our big launch. And we just did get the book in hand. And August 2nd will be our big launch at the Vault Luxury Resale. We'll have a big party.
And maybe someday a movie premiere.
Yes. I never say maybe.
Well, definitely keep us posted because she's currently the resale queen, but she may turn into, who knows, the movie mogul. And we can say we knew her when. She is Sue McCarthy. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Always lovely, Debbie. Thank you so much.
And thanks for tuning in to KMOX Profiles here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
You've been listening to Profiles. If you missed any of this episode or to hear other profiles, go to KMOX.com and click on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.